Carlo, who's next?
Number 80, request of Teresa Rayford to address council regarding police misconduct.
Good morning, Ms. Rayford.
Our Commissioner Novick. Good morning, other commissioners and the absent mayor. We have a video that the clerk has that I wanted to go ahead and present to you, along with a narrative from my brother, who's been on the front lines fighting for his human dignity and rights in the city of Portland. So we'll start the video.
Ms. Rayford, I just want to start by saying that we haven't had an opportunity to review this video, and since the proceedings of the council
are... It's from Time Magazine. Safe media.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that if people need to be warned that something children shouldn't see, they should be warned.
Okay? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I first seen it in an article from Time.
Thank you.
This is what we doing out here, man. It's crazy out here, though. Man, he didn't deserve to die. I mean, he didn't deserve that many shots, though. Like, you can shoot somebody in their leg for stop them from running. You can shoot somebody in their leg for stop them from running, but you ain't got to shoot them down, bro. Why you got to shoot them in the head? He ain't even had no gun on him. It's crazy.
I feel like they should keep protesting till it's over with.
And if it ain't, and if we don't get justice, then that's just what's gonna happen, man. We're gonna be out here every day till something happens. Come on now, let's keep walking. I saw Trayvon Martin. I saw George Zimmerman get away with it. Now it's another case. Now if this police get away with it, now. I'm telling y'all, man, this ain't Florida. This is St. Louis, Missouri. Come on, brother. Quit talking about my art, bro. He was so young, man. He was finna go to college. What if that was me, man? Like, I'm 14, I'm just not going to school and stuff. Like, what if that was me finna go to college? Like, and then the only person in my family, and then I die right before the day of school start. He was 18. He was too young to die.
What is that, though?
I don't know what that is. That's them. I wrote
somebody
this.
So let me ask you something. If it don't make a point, then why do it?
That's
they put this on. I'm trying to scrap it off so I can write on it.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Why put it on there and you go get a piece of paper and put it on there?
Wait. Mike made a statement in Time now. You know what I'm saying? And we got to keep his memory alive by not defacing property, and this is what they want y'all to do. This defacing property. Look at this. This don't even say nothing no more. Can't nobody really see it. But when the rain come, it could be washed away. But this right here would never be washed away. All these people out here would never be washed away. But I bet you get out there in the middle of the street, they gonna see you because your age. It's all about, it's just like fighting with your mind. Fight with a pen or a paper or a marker. You know what I'm saying? Make it bigger in every way so they can see it.
All right.
So that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing, and we're not going to stop. We're not going to stop till we get justice. We're asking for it. We're working for it. We're educating our youth so that they can get it, so that they understand their power. They know you work for them. That's what they do know. And they're going to learn the rules of engagement so that they can win at this. But you got to do it. You got to be courageous. You can't have no buffers between you and the people that exist in this community. You can't go to people that you appoint as the professional of their problem and not speak to them directly, not be engaged with them directly. That's a direct insult. You got to understand that. You got to know that. You didn't see no leaders on that video standing around kumbaya with them families. They out there by themselves. Those people come to you to make you feel comfortable around us. We don't need that. You got to reduce those barriers and break those ties that bind you to injustice against us.
Everything she just said is extremely valid.
Sir, please state your name for the record.
My name is Marcus.
Thank you.
I should not have to fear leaving this building and fear that I'm going to be followed by one of you guys because I'm here stating my name on a record. I also shouldn't fear that me dying is what's going to take for you guys to do something about what's happening to the people of color out here. I'm out here every day. This protest that you see on the video, that's an everyday thing for us. The protest is not us just walking down the streets yelling and screaming. My skin is the protest, it seems like. You guys sit behind this desk and act like you guys are doing something, but you're really not. Even watching this video, half of y'all really watched it while most of y'all really was just looking around at the audience. The cold face that you guys have, it's a sickness, it seems like. The protest is for you guys to wake up. The protest is for you guys to do something. The protest is us just knocking on the door before we kick the door down. Once again, it is a knock before we kick the door down. What are you afraid of? I'm educated. I'm not a gangbanger. What makes me different than you just because you have on a suit and tie and I wear a fitted cap and a hoodie? How would you feel if my people attacked you guys because of how you dress and how you talk and we follow you at all your Starbucks? Racism is a sickness, and it's not something that you can just cover up with Martin Luther King quotes and Malcolm X quotes and Rosa Parks quotes. I'm not asking you to help me. I'm asking you to wake up yourself and teach the rest of your people to wake up. Use the power that you have to wake up your community, to unify so that there is equality. That is a fight that we have been fighting forever. Martin Luther King had the dream, and that's all that he had. Now we are here putting the action after that dream. And I feel like that is the fear that you guys have, is now that there's action, that the dream is actually being lived out.
Thank you, Mr. Marcus. Really appreciate your testimony on the video.